Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Athletic.
Hi folks, welcome to another Friday episode of the Athletic FPL podcast. I'm Mark McGettigan. You'll find me on Twitter at FPL General. Happy Friday to you all. It's a Saturday deadline this week, 11 a.m. UK time, which is 90 minutes before Leicester-Chelsea kicks off. In today's episode, I'll cover the main news from the manager press conferences, answer 10 quickfire questions, talk about captaincy, and reveal my team for game week 12. Visit theathletic.com/FPL pod to get 33% off an annual Athletic subscription. In doing so, you'll get ad-free versions of this podcast. I've rounded up all the main news from Thursday and Friday's press conferences. We're just going to go through these as usual in alphabetical order. So first up, it's Arsenal. Arteta on Aubameyang's early return from international duty. He said it wasn't pre-planned. We have to assess him and see how he is and make a decision. So there's some question marks over Aubameyang going into the weekend. Thomas Partey will be assessed today. On to Brentford, Jensen and Zanka will be assessed, while Baptiste could be back in the squads. At Brighton, Graham Potter confirmed that Jason Steele will start in goal. Dan Byrne is available, but Mwepo is ruled out. So if you've got Sanchez, who is suspended, if you've got his backup as well, you don't need to use a transfer on your goalkeeper this week. On to Chelsea. This is probably the big news. Lukaku will not make the squad tomorrow. Tuchel's comments were, if he's in training on Sunday and Monday, he can maybe join the group on the bench for the Juventus game, but there's a lot of ifs, and I don't want to put pressure on him. We will not rush things. So Lukaku is not quite ready just yet. On Mason Mount, he said he did this week's training sessions. He looks good, but we need to see if he can start, play 90 minutes or whatever. So to me, there's still a few question marks on Mason Mount as well. Kovacic is ruled out. Pulisic feels fine. And a late call will be made on Timo Werner. Thiago Silva, he said, will be in training today. He did not play for Brazil, but of course he has some travel in his body and some time differences. Let's see how this works out, but I'm confident. So Thiago Silva should be okay. At Crystal Palace, James McArthur has been ruled out for a couple of weeks with a hamstring injury. Etse will be part of the squad that travels to the game. So Etse could be back in the team in the very near future. At Everton, Rafa Benitez said on Calvert-Lewin, Doucouré, Gomez and Yerry Mina, all of them are progressing well, but none of them are ready yet. At Leeds, Bamford and Ayling remain out. At Leicester, Youri Tielemans has been ruled out for a few weeks. On to Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool. We've been waiting for an update on Bobby Firmino. Klopp's comments were, Bobby is getting closer, but not for the weekend. We'll see. That will take a little bit longer still. So it's still a little bit unclear on how long Firmino is going to be out for. There was some comments during the week that it was going to be mid-December. To me, those comments suggest it might not be that long, but I still do think Jota is a good buy this week. Henderson and Robertson have not had a training session with the team yet. Klopp says there will be a late decision. So it looked like earlier in the week that Tsimikas was going to become an option again because Robertson was injured, but Robertson has a chance of playing this weekend, so do not buy Tsimikas today or tomorrow. Sadio Mane is fine, but Jones, Keita and Milner are all ruled out of the weekend. Manchester City, bit of a bombshell for Foden owners today. Hasn't been ruled out, but there's some doubts now. So Guardiola's comments were, Foden, and these are not his actual direct quotes. The news is Foden and Grealish are doubts, having picked up knocks on England duty. The direct quotes from Pep were, "Jack, I don't think so," when he was asked if he'll be available. And he said, "Phil, we will see." So it doesn't look like Grealish is going to play. And it looks like Foden probably has a good chance of playing. But there's probably enough doubt there now with Foden that I probably wouldn't buy him this week. And I'd probably rather go Jota. Kevin De Bruyne has tested positive for COVID-19. So he has to do 10 days of isolation. I think it's in Belgium. So we're not going to see De Bruyne for a couple of game weeks. At Manchester United, nothing new really. Varane and Pogba remain out. Eddie Howe's first game in Newcastle, he's basically got a full squad to choose from, apart from Paul Dummett. Likewise, at Norwich, Dean Smith, in his first game, has a fully fit squad to choose from, apart from the long-term injuries like Zimmerman. At Southampton, again, everybody's fit, apart from Stevens. At Tottenham, defender Romero has been ruled out, so that's a big blow for their defensive prospects. He's one of their better centre-backs. Lo Celso is a doubt, and Skip is suspended. At West Ham, David Moyes said everybody looks okay after the internationals, but Ogbonna is likely to miss the rest of the season. So Craig Dawson probably going to get an extended run in the starting 11. And finally at Wolves, nothing new there either, but Marcel has been back in training. Ten quickfire questions now ahead of game week 12. The first one is from Harry McMullen. Do I lose Vardy this week to get Son, or do I back him against Chelsea and risk missing the Conte Spurs train? Harry says he's got two free transfers to play with. So if I was in the scenario where I had two free transfers this week and I had Vardy, I would be using them to get either Son or Harry Kane. I just think the Spurs fixtures are much better than Leicester's for the next four, in particular this week. I think the fixture's much better. So I've only got one free transfer, which is why I'm not getting Harry Kane. I also don't have the cash to make the straight swap. But if I did have two free transfers, I would lose Jamie Vardy. And then you've got a choice to make. Do you go for Son or do you go for Harry Kane? I don't think there's too much between those two. So it comes down to personal preference on which one you want to go for. Question from KN. Is it worth going Vardy to Kane for a -4? Only have one free transfer. So yeah, I think it might be. I've got high hopes for Harry Kane over the next four game weeks. I think a lot of people do, given the fixtures. Vardy, obviously disappointing, three blanks and a tough fixture against Chelsea this weekend. So feels like a good time to lose him. For a -4, you've basically got to look at it. Do you think Kane is going to outscore Vardy significantly, you know, by more than 4 points over the next three or four game weeks? And if you think he does, I think a -4 is absolutely fine. I think a -4, the way you got to look at it these days, if you're taking a -4 for Tottenham players with good fixtures or players like Jota, you know, these high impact midfielders or forwards, I think -4s are absolutely fine if you think they're going to score well over the next couple of game weeks. Question from John. John has one free transfer this week, but owns Sanchez, the goalkeeper, and a non-playing backup. Should I stick or twist, likely to Guetta? So yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be in this scenario. If you've got Sanchez and you don't have a goalkeeper on the bench who's going to play, if you don't have Foster, let's say you've got someone like Angus Gunn, you've got a decision to make. Do you, first of all, just get a goalkeeper for this week, or else do you bank a transfer if you've only got one, or do you use the free transfer on a more high impact transfer, maybe on a Chelsea wing back or a midfielder like Jota or even a forward? So if this was me, I wouldn't mind not having a goalkeeper for one game week. If you're happy to own Sanchez for the long term, it's not the end of the world to play with 10 players this week. You know, goalkeepers more often than not probably only get you 2 points anyway. So it's not a huge loss for just one game week. You've got to, I guess it comes down to what else you want to do with your squad. If you can see a high impact transfer elsewhere, let's say you're selling someone like Damari Gray for a Jota or a Foden, although there is some doubts over Foden now. If you're doing something like that, I would rather make the midfield transfer rather than the goalkeeper switch, because I think it has higher potential. If you bring in a good midfielder or even a good wing back, you know, they can get you 10 plus points. Whereas even if you do replace Sanchez with someone with Guetta, there's a pretty good chance you're probably only going to get 2 points from the replacement anyway. So it depends what your faith is in Sanchez for the long term. But if you think it's a good opportunity to move to a different goalkeeper, then by all means do that as well. If the rest of your squad is totally fine, moving to someone like Guetta is good. But I do prefer Ramsdale for the goalkeeper pick. Question from FPL Bean Counter. Considering the latest news on Firmino, it sounds like he might not be out for as long as we expected, and possibly heavy City rotation in the next few weeks. Who should I get to replace Havertz, Jota or Foden? Or is there a better option I'm missing? So I think the way things have developed today, given the slight doubts over Foden and the fact that Lukaku is still out, I think if I owned Havertz, I would probably just keep him now for one more game week and then reassess things. You know, I'd probably rather bank the transfer than do Havertz to Jota. Like I said, I don't think I would buy Foden now. I think there is a good chance he plays, but when there's that slight seed of doubt, I think it's easier not to buy him just in case the issue is worse than we think. So yeah, I think Havertz is totally fine to keep now because Lukaku has been ruled out. Question from Iman Talks FPL. Curious, if you had the choice now, would you go for double City or double Chelsea defence? This time last season was when City flicked the switch and started racking up clean sheets and wins. So yeah, I don't think either is bad. You know, I think both are viable, double City or double Chelsea. If you're going double City, you're going Cancelo and Diaz. I think if you're going double Chelsea now, you're going for the exciting, explosive wingbacks, the double up of Chilwell and James. So if I was building a wildcard, let's say this week, and I had to choose between double City or double Chelsea, I think I would go double Chelsea because I just think Chilwell and James have been so good. The potential is so high. You know, and Tuchel keeps talking them up as well as being midfielders rather than defenders. So I do prefer the Chelsea guys. It's just more exciting. So that's the way I would go there. Question from Ishank. Is it a good idea to replace Foden with Son? So, yeah, probably is now. If you're already considering getting Son in for Foden, if you asked me this question this morning, my answer was going to be no when I put the podcast notes together. But now that there's concerns over Foden, I think it's easier to do it. If you're already thinking about doing it anyway, that's probably what you needed to push you over the line. So I think Son in for Foden is absolutely fine now, in particular. And Ishank mentions here he was going to make the move because of fixtures for Spurs. So I think that is a good move now. Question from Neil. Is Gallagher a better short to medium term option than Jota? Now, the news that Firmino might not be out as long as expected, considering Gallagher is likely to get more minutes. So yeah, over the long term, let's say the next 10 game weeks, Gallagher should get more game time than Jota. But it's, to me, it's still a little bit unclear on Firmino. He could still be out till mid-December. It's really not clear what the situation is there. And I think for as long as it is unclear and he's ruled out, I think Jota is a good buy. I think you get him in until Firmino comes back. So I still would go Jota over Gallagher this week. And then maybe you can go to Gallagher later when Firmino is back. Question from Dominic. Would I do Rafinha to Jota for a minus four? I don't think I would because I've still got a lot of faith in Rafinha. I know Leeds are not as good as they were last season, at least up until this point, and the fixtures are not great either for Leeds. But Rafinha, he's been doing the business, you know, back-to-back goals, so I don't really see any reason to lose him. He's just such a good player, and you know, when you've got your live score app on your phone, whichever one you use, when Leeds score, you know, when you check it, there's a good chance that Rafinha is going to be involved. So I do think Jota is a good transfer in this week, but I wouldn't sell Rafinha for a minus four to do it. Question from Rick. How do you feel about getting rid of a player who was returning points but overperforming on his underlying statistics? Rick is thinking about getting rid of Smith Rowe for Gallagher. So yeah, that's an interesting question. Smith Rowe's got you three goals in three games, but Gallagher's underlying statistics are better and his fixtures are probably better as well. So I think it's totally fine to make the switch. But you've got to make sure that that is the weakest link in your squad. You know, make sure there's something, there's not something else you're ignoring in your squad that could be improved on. Because Smith Rowe to Gallagher in many ways is a bit of a sideways move because they're quite similar FPL assets. But if the rest of your squad is totally healthy and you're happy with it, I think moving Smith Rowe to Gallagher is fine. Because if I had to pick between one of the two this week, again, let's say I was on a wild card, I would be going Gallagher. I think I've got more faith in him for his returns to be sustainable than I do for Smith Rowe. But I think both are really good options. Question from Ewan. Tuchel is still not convincing on Mason Mount, saying we'll need to see if he starts. Is he an easy sell now, given the good midfield options available? Yeah, I think it is. I think it's an easy sell. If you've got Mount, we can't say for sure if he's going to play this week. Obviously, he had a pretty big dental operation, which, you know, might take him a bit of a while to recover from. I think he lost a bit of weight and probably didn't do much training. You know, although he has been training this week, that doesn't mean he's going to come straight back into the 11. So when there's question marks, I think you just sell him. I think you sell Mason Mount for someone who you know is definitely going to play in game week 12. And I think there's better options out there at the moment anyway for the next, let's say, 3 or 4 game weeks around a similar price to Mason Mount.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On to captaincy now. I put a poll on Twitter this morning, and the way I phrased it was, if you owned all four of these players, which one of them would you captain? I just wanted to get a kind of a broad view on people's, you know, captaincy thoughts this week, regardless of which players they own, because otherwise, if you just phrase it, you know, who's your captain this week, Salah's going to get 80 or 90% of the vote. So I put Salah, Ronaldo, Harry Kane, and Heung-Min Son. I think those are probably the four best options this week. I was going to add Phil Foden as a fifth option, but again, slight concerns over him now. So the poll returned 6,500 votes. Salah got 53.5%. Ronaldo came second with 21.1%. Kane was third, 17.4%. And Heung-Min Son just 8.1%. So this is kind of how I expected the poll to return. I actually might have thought Kane would have got more votes than Ronaldo, but I guess the Watford fixture is very attractive for Ronaldo owner. So for me, I do still think Salah is the best option this week. I think it's close between Salah, Ronaldo and Harry Kane. I think the results here should be a lot closer than they are. So yeah, I think I wouldn't stop anyone from captaining Kane or Ronaldo this week because they've got better fixtures than Salah. I think Arsenal will test Liverpool and it won't be a walkover. But that's not going to stop me from captaining Salah because, you know, I said a few weeks ago, I'm going to captain Salah for the foreseeable future until I see a really, really strong candidate to go against him. And although I think Ronaldo and Kane are good options this week, I don't feel they're strong enough just yet to rival Salah. And it's more to do with their teams. You know, Tottenham not yet fully firing under Conte, and we know Manchester United have been pretty poor. So when it comes to captaincy, I do always try and factor in the team as well. And Liverpool obviously have been much better than United or Spurs so far this season. So it's captain Salah for me again this week. Hopefully the likes of Ronaldo and Kane can start performing well so we can start to look at those for captaincy. But what I will say is, if you're feeling strongly about Ronaldo or Kane this week, or even Son, if you think it's the right option, if you think they have a very good chance of outscoring Salah, then go for it. Because if it works out, you're going to fly. And, you know, if you were someone who captained Havertz a few weeks ago and it didn't work out, try not let that influence your decision making. This is a totally new game week and anything can happen. So go with your gut feeling on who you think is the best candidate for the weekend. Moving on to my team, very boring. You wait 2 weeks of an international break and then you save your transfer. My top targets at the moment are Reece James, Jota, Phil Foden, and Harry Kane, but to get any of those this week would require a -4. So I prefer saving the transfer, and then I'm going to do a bit of surgery for game week 13. I think I'll make at least 2 transfers, possibly even 3 next week for a -4. So I'm lining up with Ramsdale in goal, a back 4 of Trent, Cancelo, Chilwell, and Livramento. I'm starting Livramento over Mbeumo, Salah captain, Son, and Rafinha in midfield, and up front, hopefully they can get more than 2 points each for a change. Vardy, Antonio, and Ivan Toney. So that leaves Mbeumo first sub, Ben White second sub, and Brownhill as the third sub. Apologies if you heard the dog barking there. It must be she mustn't be too keen on my idea of starting Livramento over Mbeumo. Maybe I should take that as a sign, but I'm going to stick to my guns. Mbeumo's just been so frustrating, so quite happy just to leave him as first sub. Best of luck to you all for Gaming 12, folks. Enjoy the games and enjoy your weekend, and I'll talk to you again on Tuesday. If you enjoy the podcasts and would like to support me as a full-time fantasy manager, visit patreon.com/FPL General. Wishing you all green arrows.
The Athletic.